All right, so we are at the 9th of November 2017, the 20th of Mar Cheshvan, Tavshin Ayin Ches. We are at the last day of the third parak, and there is, for some reason, not much written, even though it's a very powerful idea, there's not much written on the third parak that I came across in the realm, but we got together a few things. So one is that it says in the Sifsi Chaim, the Sifsi Chaim quotes the idea from Rashi. Rashi says in Pasuk Aleph, Chagiga hainu shalmi chagiga dafka v'lo korban ola shlamim kashime. Why is it called the korban shlamim? She'ish b'hem shalom l'mizbeach l'kohanim u'l'bailim. That there, it brings shalom, it brings peace between the mizbeach, kohanim, u'l'bailim. Now it's interesting, shalom, Rav Kook points out that shalom is the same language as shalem, right? So when you have the Pasuk at the end of, that we say at the end of some of our tefillos, Tamidei not the pasuk, the Gemara, Talmidei Chachamim marbim shalom ba'olam, that Talmidei Chachamim increase the shalom in the world. So many argue on that. So what do you mean? They have all these machalukism, all these arguments. Somebody once pointed out to me, said, well, because how many Jews, when there are two Jews together, how many opinions are there?
Three
opinions, right? So then what do they do to resolve their argument? They say, well, go ask the rabbi. So then they go and ask the rabbi, and then you're either pro the rabbi or you're against the rabbi. So there are only two opinions. Once the rabbi has offered his opinion, so there's only two opinions. So that's what it means. Talmidei Chachamim marbim shalom b'olam. They increase the peace in the world, but it's gone down from having a three-way dispute to being a two-way dispute. That's what some point out. But also, so sort of Cook says that no, how can you say that Talmidei Chachamim are increasing the shalom? There's every page of Gemara has machlokism, has disputes, have arguments between Chacham. He explains that when we have multiple opinions, multiple positions, so that is about the shlemus of Torah. Shalom is not necessarily peace, that everybody's okay with each other, nobody cares. Rather, shalom represents the idea of completeness. And we have an idea that that all opinions have truth to it, and those it's a discussion for another time. But what are they building up when there's this dispute? They're recognizing the fullness of Torah, the completeness of Torah, the completeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in the world. So that's part of the idea of the Shlamim. And finally, also, the other way that it is a Shlamim is that it is a way that we join together with Hashem, and that we also consume the Korban Shlamim. And that's why that's what the Gemara means when it says that during the time the Beis Hamikdash was standing, ein simcha el habasar, it's only joy with the meat, not just eating meat, it means the meat of the Korban Shlamim, that it was meat that was eaten along with Hashem, therefore we participate in the mitzvah along with Hashem, and that's what brings the idea of shlemus, of completeness, to our avodas Hashem. So that is idea number one. Idea number two comes from the Rambam. The Rambam tells us at the very end of Hilchos Isurei Mizbeach. Where is Hilchos Isurei Mizbeach? In the Svarim of, in the Yad HaChazaka, in the Mishnah Torah. So it is in the section of Avodah. Avodah and Karbanos go together. Karbanos is the specific Karbanos, the mitzvahs having to do with the specific Karbanos, and Avodah are the general rules for the Beis HaMikdash itself, and the Beis HaMikdash and the activities that were done in the Beis HaMikdash. So at the end of Hilchos Isurei Mizbeach, so he talks about the oil that is added into the Korban Mincha, and he says that if you want to do, and there's different types of oil that you could use, but if you want to get a schus for yourself, you should Yachof Yetzer O'Harav. He says you should get the highest oil. And he says, in general, if you want to get a merit for yourself, you should overcome your Yitzhahara and spend a little bit more on the Korban. You should get the Korban from the best type. Hare Nemar, why did he say that? And he quotes a pasuk to that effect. And then he says, and then he adds in, this doesn't just apply to only Karbanos, but to all things that are for the purpose of Hashem, Hatov Shi. It should be from the best. It should be from the good. If you build a shul, so it should be nicer than your house. When you're hungry, you should eat when you're hungry. You should eat when you're hungry, and from the best on your table. And if your chair is uncovered, you should cover it in the nicest way. You should have things nice. and where do we see this from? So the Rambam concludes by quoting the pasuk at the end of our perek, Kol Chelev Lashem, that all of the Chelev should be for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now it's interesting, we discussed the difference between Chelev and Shuman. Chelev was the fats that are separate, that was what the Ramban said. It's not, they don't just both mean fat, rather Chelev is fat that is separate from meat, while Shuman, the fat that we do eat, is connected to the meat itself. And the Ramban said that, how do you know the difference between the two? Well, Chelev is, it spoils quickly. He gave a couple of distinctions. But it doesn't mean that it's worse. Right? The assumption is that it is the best part of the animal, and it's being, or the best part of the fats, I guess, and it's being offered towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is similar to the Rambam in the beginning of, not the beginning, in the middle of Hilchus Trumos, where he says, "Ein tormin ela min hayafin." This is the beginning of the fifth parak, parak hey halach aleph. When you take truma, when you separate wheat in order to be given to the Kohanim, you should take truma from the best. Shenemar barim chemes chelvo mimenu. That you take the chelbo, the chelev, right? That was actually one of the psukim that the Ramban quoted to show you that chelev is the idea of separateness. It is something that is distinct. So you take the best part, the separate part of the wheat. Vim ein sham kohen, if there's no kohen, so torah min hamiskayim, ahapi sheisham yafesh ein miskayim. So if you're giving to a kohen, there's no kohen around, so you should take a part that will be preserved, even if it's not the best part. But if there is a kohen there, you should get from the best part, and not the part that's going to be preserved. The best part should be designated in order to be given for the mitzvah. So he came across this in the Sefer Lekach Tov. So the Lekach Tov, he quotes this Rambam, and then quotes a story from Rav Sternbach. Rav Sternbach is, Baruch Hashem, still alive today. Lives in, I believe, Harnof. He's written most prominently Sfarim years ago already, called Moedim Uzmanim, where he goes through the Hilchas Moedim, but also more recently his truths have come out in a Sefer, in several volumes called Hagos. Hagos van Hagos, I believe that's him. Is that him? I'm forgetting the name all of a sudden. But all available on HebrewBooks.org, and thousands of tshuvos. I mean, the thousands of each volume has over 1,000 tshuvos in it, and it's at least 4, maybe even more volumes than that now. So, anyways, Rav Sternbach, he also speaks English. Somehow he's also the Rav of in South Africa, and flies back and forth several times. So one of the gems, of course, of our generation. So he tells a story from the Ger Rebbes, that once a person came to the Ger Rebbe, to the Imri Emes, and said that he lost his tefillin. I'm not sure why he's telling the Rebbe that he lost his tefillin, but he says, "I lost my tefillin." So the Rebbe says, "Oh, I happen to have an extra pair. Let me give you an extra pair." And then he tells him, "By the way, this is from my father, the Sfas Emes." Right? So here's the tefillin. You could use it from the it's the Sfas Emes' tefillin. So just be careful. Watch it very carefully, because it's the tefillin of the Sfas Emes. So the Chassid got like kind of nervous. Like, oh gosh, I don't know if I really want to use it. That's really scary to me. So he said that he's scared to take the tefillin. So the Rebbe said back to him, he said, "Fine, bring it to my son-in-law, to Rabbi Yitzchak Meir Alter, and he'll give you other tefillin." Right? So bring the tefillin to him, and he'll give you other ones. So and he left. So very carefully holding these tefillin. So the other chassidim came and asked the Rebbe, why did you do that? You have other pairs of spare tefillin. Why don't you just give him a different pair of spare tefillin if that's what you wanted to do? So he said, no. He said, because the Rambam tells us at the end of Hilchos Yisurim Mizbeach that when you do a mitzvah, it has to be done in the best possible way. So this person was asking me for a chesed, so I was going to do a chesed in the best possible way by giving him the best tefillin I have. That was the that was the suggestion of the Ger Rebbe. So where does that come from? Where is that idea? What is that? What area of Avodas Hashem is that to be brought up? And so when they say for Birchas Peretz, I think we quoted in Shul a couple of weeks ago, from the Stipler, from Yaakov Kanievsky. I believe his father's name was his father's name was Chaim Peretz. That's why he called it Birchas Peretz. I think his mother's name might have been Bracha or something. So Yaakov Kanievsky says, so it's pretty much a Dvar Torah on each book. In Shul a couple of weeks ago, pointed out that he has a lot of gematrias in the back, the things that he just kind of like did for fun. So I'll just give you a quick gematria from our parak in Parshas Shlamim. What we said, Rashi said that Shlamim, as we said before, Shlamim Sheish Behem Shalom Lemizbeach LeKohanim Ulevaylim. It's called the Korban Shlamim because it brings Shalom to Mizbeach Kohen and Bailim. So he says, if you do the gematria Zevach Shlamim, the Korban of the Shlamim, gematria equals Lemizbeach LeKohanim Ulevaylim. You want to take it out and check it out? You're welcome to. Or you can take his word for it. Okay. So he just raises a general issue with regards to the Korban Shlamim. Not all of them were... not all of them, they weren't required. A Korban Shlamim could be brought, but a person feels good, and they want to offer a Korban Shlamim to Hashem. So we have several mitzvahs, some Shlamim were required, or some Shlamim were sort of required. We spoke on Shabbos HaGadol, not this past year, but the year before, about the topic of, I think we actually quoted this this class recently, the Gemara in the beginning of Maseches Pesachim, where it talks about Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, who was living up north someplace, and a non-Jew came and bragged to him that he offered korbanos in Yerushalayim. Right? Did this? He offered korbanos in Yerushalayim, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, that's a problem, because Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra knows he's not Jewish, so he wants to get word that this guy shouldn't be bringing korbanos. So he says, really, did they give you the tail? He says, no, they didn't give me the tail. He says, well, next time ask for the tail. And he goes back to Yerushalayim, he does, he asks for the tail, they figure out that something's up here, they do a little research, and lo and behold, they find out that he's not Jewish, and the Gemara says that they killed him. So the Gemara concludes by saying, Shalom lach Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. They sent him a note, they sent a text message to Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, saying, peace, everything should be good with you, Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. Di'as b'netzivin, umitzudascha perusa b'Yerushalayim. You're up in netzivin, but yet your net is cast even in Yerushalayim. So Tosus there asks the question. He says, well, okay, that's great, but why was he not in Yerushalayim? Why, if there was a Korban Pesach, let's say, why was he not in Yerushalayim? And we gave approaches. There's different answers as to why a person wouldn't have to go. So one of the heterim for not bringing a Korban Pesach is if you're not there. So you would think that the mitzvah is to get yourself there. But we don't see really on the books that there is a responsibility for a person to get to Yerushalayim beforehand. There's no mitzvah 5 days before to start walking in order to get there by the time of Pesach. So perhaps there are ways of getting out of the mitzvah, and that's where Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra was in Yerushalayim. However, the Minchas Asher has a famous piece where he develops the idea called on explaining this Gemara as well as in a couple of other places, explaining the idea of Ratzon Hashem, that there is a desire of a Kadosh Baruch Hu for people to go ahead and do mitzvahs. But it's not necessarily obligatory. So the Stipler asks, so what is the nature of that? What is the nature of a mitzvah, what we call a mitzvah rishus? What we call a... You don't even call it an optional mitzvah, but it's an optional mitzvah, right? Is it a mitzvah, or is it not a mitzvah? Is it something that Hashem wants you to do, or is it something that Hashem doesn't really mind if you do it? But if Hashem wants you to do it, so why would it not be required to do? So he explains is the idea of bringing a nedava, which you weren't required to do. In miyuchad bavodas Hashem, v'yisod gadol lahashagas, ahavas Hashem yisparach. That those kinds of things that are not obligatory are a fulfillment of the mitzvah of avas Hashem. The mitzvah of loving a Kodesh Baruch Hu, v'yirasso, and fearing Him. That which the Torah commands you about avas Hashem, Hashem says, where's the mitzvah, by the way, of loving Hashem? Where does it say in the Torah that you should love Hashem? Yeah, okay. You should love Hashem. So what does it mean that you should love Hashem? So perhaps these are fulfillments of that. One should have, it means internally, one should have a hargasha for Hashem. However, it's a little bit difficult to legislate a hargasha. It's difficult to legislate a feeling. So rather, how do you go about and doing it? So the Rambam says, well, if you want to reach the status of avodas Hashem, of avas Hashem, well, it comes by hisponunus b'rumuso yisparach, looking outside and going and checking out the amazing things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does in this world, and that will bring you to an idea of of Avas Hashem. So perhaps another way is to do mitzvos in higher, that one is not necessarily required to do, or doing it in ways that are more enthusiastic than one otherwise would have done. And perhaps that is what brings you to that status. The Nisilas Yisharim writes at the end of Perek Zayin, which is the Chilek Hazrizus, that he explains here, a person is that Bavadai Shiyosir Misur Biyadu Hi Hachitzon Miapnimis, that a person's outside actions are more connected to him, he has more control over than his inside actions. Right? If you do things, he makes use of what he can control, so that will also then impact those things which he can't really control. That will bring about an inner happiness, an inner connectiveness with Hashem, which we're not able to do. So suggests the Stipler that that's what's going on over the court with regard to these mitzvahs. Now, yes, it's true, you're not obligated to do them per se, but you're obligated to do things that will help you and that will bring a person along to what we call Avas Hashem. And that is the nature of these mitzvahs. Right, then he adds, perhaps that is the for this purpose that the Torah gave us the laws of the korban nedava, those of the korban, those that are gift korbans, v'chein shar dinim she'enam shelchov, and other halachos which aren't obligatory. But therefore, we could come to become personalities that do these. All of them go and all of them help in order to bring about love to this point. Then he goes in and adds in the last paragraph here, he said, "Ufrat zeh adifik geirim ubali tshuva mishar Yisrael." Perhaps this is an understanding of why in some ways geirim and bali tshuva are, he says, better, adife, better than other Jews. Because they did it because they want to. They did it because they have a feeling of hisnatvus. They have a feeling of giving towards Hashem, because they never had the feeling before that it was something that they're required to do. And and that because of their will for these things, they become close to Hashem, and by way of doing so, they become more connected to loving Hashem, ulavas terasa hakdusha, and loving His holy Torah.
What
is the source for that? So there's two sources for that idea of the higher level of a gear. So one of them is that the Gemara says, "Makom she bali tshuva omdim in tzaddik omdim." I forget the exact terminology, but the Gemara in Yuma tells us in a place where a bali tshuva stands, so a tzaddik is not able to stand. So that's one Gemara that he doesn't even quote here, but that is one Gemara that's often quoted, whatever that means. I actually just heard a beautiful shir from Rav Moshe Weinberger on that topic, which I filed away perhaps for next year, Yom HaMorayim, where he discusses that idea of discusses in the context of Avraham, that Avraham was able to get the Jewish people because he had his own struggles. That people who have their own struggles perhaps are more able to provide leadership for the Jewish people. But what he actually quotes is a line that appears in the Gemara regularly. The Gemara tells us that that geirim, it sounds like from the Gemara, are difficult to us like, he doesn't quote the actual Gemara here, but the, like a skin ailment. It sounds like a scab on the skin. They're a problem, which in the implication being that it's a problem for us, that geirim are a problem. So why are they a problem for us? So there's all sorts of interpretations as to why it might be a problem for us. But there is a Tosfos in Maseches Kedushin and it explains that it could be a problem because they don't fully, not fully. They don't fully integrate. Sometimes they go back. That leads to various problems. But there is a Tosfos in Kedushin where it quotes this, and the Gemara quotes this in about four different places in Shas. And every time Tosfos jumps in and says, "Why would that be? If they convert, it should be okay, etc." But there's one of those Tosfos in Maseches Kedushin quotes in the name of Rabbi Eliezer. I'm not sure who Avram Reish Aleph Hager. I forget if Tosfos itself spells out the name or not, but in the name of this Ger, who says, "V'hu lefisha ovid behisnadvus misora b'yoser lavudasu yisparach," because they are better than the rest of the Jewish people. That while the Jews are doing it out of rote and doing things because they have to, so a Ger is doing it with more spirit and more. And more love, and that makes the rest of the Jews look bad. That's the upshot of it. So that suggestion is put out again by the Ger, by the convert, who offers that as the reason why Ger, because to make the Jews look bad. That's perhaps why we shouldn't be so forthcoming with accepting Ger. Okay, that's for time.
But I'm going to stop. That they said Ger were at Har Sinai when God gave.